Yo, how y'all doing? Welcome back to another episode of Full Nelson. I know it's been a while. I've been gone for a while. Had to take care of some things, but nonetheless, I'm back with another episode, and my other co-host isn't here today, but luckily we have acquired a female co-host, and she's here today, and she's here to say hello.
I can't even hear you. This is going out.
Kim?
Yes, now I can.
All right, let's go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, you said introduce myself. Okay. I keep hearing the ending of what you're saying. But hello, everyone. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Chakey. That's what everybody calls me. You can call me Jerry, Chakey, Jerry. It don't matter. But yes, it's me. Am I
so safe about myself? No, I'm quite sure they're gonna find out that you're very argumentative over the time anyway.
I am not.
You sure?
No.
All right.
I just bring good perspective to let other people see different viewpoints.
Okay. All right. So now you brought this to my attention today about this husband and wife. So I'm gonna let you take the lead on this one.
Oh my goodness. All right. Am I supposed to read all of it?
You can either read it or you can summarize it and we can take it from there.
Let's... Okay, I feel like that's better. But basically it's a text message between a wife and a husband, and the wife starts it off. And she receives a call from the nigga named Brian at LA Fitness, and their appointment was for the next day. So she was asking about it. So the husband was like, yeah, I made us an appointment so we can get back in the gym together. So she does. Okay, I'll get back to that. But she was like, huh, so you're saying you're not happy with my weight? So he goes into this rant about how she had their daughter 2 years ago, and how he let her chill, he let her shop, he let her do nothing, basically, because her mother was there helping him with the baby. And he said he offered to get her a sitter and offered to get her all types of, like, trainers and shit, but she didn't want to do that. So, you know, she going to fucking at him, and she's like, now you're calling me fat, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, you know, honestly, I'm just not sexually attracted to you anymore. And he thought them working together would be better. Please don't be mad at me. I'll call you when the meeting is over. And she basically ends their relationship over it. Apparently, she went from a size 6 to a size 15. Like, I mean, that's a jump. But honestly, I've seen size 6, 15 women, and they're honestly not that big. That's not, like, sloppy or nothing. Like, nothing is anything wrong with, you know, bigger people. But, like, that's not that big.
I mean, look.
That is a jump, though. It is much bigger than a 6.
It is. Now, like I said, I'm on his side personally, but I wanna hear why you say you feel like he was wrong, because I don't feel like he did anything wrong in the situation. I feel like she's being overdramatic.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying I didn't say that her reaction wasn't wild. Like, her reaction is crazy. But does she have a right to be offended? Yes. One, that's not how open communication works. People are just like, he openly communicated. No, he didn't.
He expressed his concerns.
She had to find out. Wait, let me finish. She had to find out that he was unattracted to her. Through a phone call from a gym.
Look.
A gym membership is not a fucking surprise. That's not nothing. What is a surprise? Man? That's not how that works. He could have took it to the side. He could have talked to her about it. He could have been said something. He said it was 2 years. Why the fuck you let it go on this long? He could have been said something. He could have started off by making her a healthy meal. He could have suggested walks. He could have done anything but to go behind her back and not say nothing. Also, with weight gain, especially after babies, you don't know the mental change women go through. With weight gain, even without babies, people, it's a mental thing sometimes. I be seeing people on, like, my 600-pound, like, that's wild, that's extra. But, like, just using it as an example, and they be going through, they got, you know, their husband died or something happened or this and this and that, and they turn to food. Like, sometimes that shit is deeper than just, you just got that. Like, so I feel like as that's his partner, that's his wife, you should say something to her. Like, it was low-key wild to go behind her back and make the appointment. Like, talk to her. That's your wife. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't have said nothing to her. Like, if you're not attracted to her no more, that is a problem. Say something. But, like, and that was his first reason. He didn't throw out the health issue first. He didn't say nothing like that. He said, well, I don't want to fuck you no more, baby. And then later on said something about the health. He could have even said, I want you around for me and my child. Like, I want you to be healthy. He was all wrong. And she was wild for, I'm leaving. And, oh, she all forgot she brought up child support. She said she's staying with her mother. And she calls contact with child support. She fucking somebody else already. Anyway.
See, all right. See, look. There you go. There you go. Shawty already doing dirt, and my man ain't done nothing. My man ain't done nothing.
We don't know that.
My man probably sitting over there.
He don't want to fuck her no more.
Okay. Look, you try to dig deep already. All right, but look. So.
But I'm digging deep on her.
Okay, so basically, you saying that she could be dealing with all this, et cetera, et cetera, for 2 years. Okay, granted, yeah. Postpartum syndrome is very real with pregnant.
Yeah, and sometimes that should be lasting like 5 years. Like 2 years ago.
I'm not going to discredit none of that. But
no, I'm not saying you are. I'm just like, God damn.
Now, if she's dealing with any of that, speak the fuck up. Instead of.
I
understand.
That's a part of depression and postpartum.
But she's sitting there just eating this nigga out of house and home as well. ain't helping.
And we don't know that. And it could be something hormonal. Sometimes your hormones be weird and you can't lose weight like that. Like, it's a lot of reasons.
Okay.
If
right.
I sound shaky, but I'm outside and it's cold.
So my man decided to take the initiative and say, you know what? Let me help my baby get back in shape and see if she want to work in the gym with me.
That's not what he was saying.
And look, that's part of it. It's not like he just said, you know what? You get your fat ass in the gym and do it by yourself. He said, you know what? We.
In his head was like.
In his head, he said that, but he didn't say that to her face.
No, he was like, I can't find her pussy. Her fucking fat be on my forehead when I be eating it.
That's what that nigga was saying. So a size 6 dress would be around what weight?
Nigga, I don't know.
Let's say that's around 141.
But it all depends on height.
Let's just throw around, say she about 5'6".
Less five, and how much
140. No, she went from a size 6, so let's say she was 140 then. And now she's 5'5", and now she's a size 15. So she's pushing, I would say, about two something.
I don't know.
She's either around 180 to 2 something. She's around 180 to 2 something at a size 15. But regardless, so. But regardless, my man decided to say, you know what, we gonna work out together. We gonna get in shape. Not you, we. It's not like he's trying to leave her out there hung to dry.
That is not what he was even thinking, though. And that's a part of his intention.
Look.
Hold on, let me see, because I did screenshot.
You did. You did.
Oh, wait, no. Is this? Damn, that's not
permanent.
I actually did screenshot it. I'm so mad.
And look, and you can't be mad at this man for saying he's not attracted to her now because she's a plus size woman. Because I'm quite sure he might have been still giving her, you know, good sex during those 2 years, and he might just be like, you know what, enough is enough. I'm tired of this fat shit.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you stupid. No, I mean, I'm not saying men are allowed to have preferences, because I agree with that. That's just cool. Like, if you don't like big girls, you don't like big girls. Like, it just is what it is. If you don't like skinny girls, you don't like skinny girls. Like, what you supposed to do about that?
Help her get back to her skinny size. You can control being skinny.
No, I'm aware of that. I'm with him trying to help his wife. I'm with that. I don't like his approach. His approach is all wrong. For a sensitive topic, because that's sensitive. That's sensitive for women.
I definitely get what you were saying. So would you rather him come up to her all buttered up and shit about it?
Yeah, I'd rather him be nice about it. Yes, because that wasn't really nice. Look, he could have been so much nicer to his wife. Yeah. That's fucking, because if you want me to get bad and then you want me to fuck you after I get bad, then you better be nice to me. Because just like this nigga's on my line now while I'm fat, it's going to be real niggas on my line while I'm skinny. So, what's up?
Look.
Like,
The only thing I have a problem with him saying is that he's not sexually attracted to her. That might have been a nail in the coffin.
That was wild.
That because I guarantee you that head probably was. Because I'm trying to tell you, I know she probably was giving this nigga the sloppies as a slop, as a big Joe, and I know that head probably improved. So yeah, I know he's lying. I know he's lying.
I just feel like, I don't know. It just could have been handled better. On both ends, definitely. But he really should have approached it so much better. He could have done so many other things.
I mean, look, yes. But like I said, she overreacted. Yes, she overreacted.
That's all I'm saying. I agree with that. I agree with that. She did the most. She didn't have to leave him, talk about child support, go stay with her mama. She should have waited, like he said, when they got off the call. He said when he gets off the work call, he was going to come home.
Right.
She should have let him just come home. They should have talked. But, like I said, they both handled it wrong. Him especially.
Look, you're not going to put this all on him. No. Look. So
I put more on him. I
don't personally. I don't think that's fair. Because I really feel like the way he talking to her, like she just like he said 2 years. The way he said that 2 years, like you just been sitting around eating cupcakes all day, while I've been busting my ass.
But that's the thing. Like, that's disrespectful, because we wouldn't like these. She's not just at home doing nothing. And that's also disrespectful, because I guarantee you she's not at home just sitting on her ass all day with a new baby.
I wouldn't say she's just sitting on her ass per se.
That's why I'm just like, he did the most in his approach, because he exaggerated things. It's little things niggas do like that that's really been good. Like, niggas do shit like that, and y'all do that shit on purpose. Y'all know what the fuck y'all be doing.
Look. Look. No. I wouldn't say exaggerate. But
he did the most.
No. He told the blunt truth, and then now he's the villain.
But
that's not fair.
It's okay to be it's okay to be blunt. But be blunt with some emotional intelligence, please. Don't just be like, yeah, you a fat bitch. Like,
see, he didn't say that.
I know he didn't do that. He basically did after she approached him. He was just like, yeah, I don't want to fuck you no more. Like, well, he didn't say that. But he was like, I'm not sexually attracted to you no more. Like, and that was come on, that was the first thing he said. But that's really the first thing he had to say. He could have talked about the mother of his child and his wife's fucking health. And worried about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said that was the only thing that jive bothered me, because I felt like
that's what I'm saying.
and putting his argument together, talking about your sex life should have been the last argument to come out. You should have talked about her health, etc. And then talk about, you know, I haven't really been interested in having sex with you because of the weight gain. Then she probably would have.
Exactly. They could have talked about that at home. And then for her to find out the way she did, like, I think that's what I don't like. I don't like all of us, I don't like that she had to find out through a phone call from someone else. That's what I'm not doing.
Hey, look, man. Sometimes the best news is sometimes it's through a surprise.
No, I don't think that's how that works. Have you met women?
Huh?
Have you met women? Did you just say things went from a surprise? Do you know us?
Y'all make any and everything complicated for no reason.
Okay.
What?
I was going to say that's not true, but I date both men and women.
Exactly.
So I can't say that.
Exactly.
But I was going to say y'all do too.
No matter the size of the situation, y'all going to make it complicated.
Yeah, so do y'all.
I mean,
when it's something y'all really feel a way about, so do y'all.
I'm not going to speak on all men because I'm not all men. I'm going to speak for myself.
But you're speaking on all bitches, ain't you? I thought we were generalizing here.
I can speak on majority of them because I'd have dealt with enough of them. That's different. Like, I will allow you to speak on a handful of men if you've dealt with enough. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, like, overall, like, of course, it's not every single nigga. Like, we know, I feel like people have started taking, general conversation to extreme. Like, we used to be able to be like, y'all niggas or niggas, and people knew I wasn't saying every nigga on the fucking planet.
Now, you know for a fact. You know for a fact, whenever you say y'all around black folk, we get the most offended. So you should know. You already know.
But my whole thing is, like, it never used to be like this with this general conversation. I used to be able to say stuff and people weren't just like, oh, but not every person like this. Oh, not every man. Oh, not every bitch. Like, not every woman. Excuse me. But, like...
No, I mean, you can say you can say bitch on here. It's very acceptable.
But I don't like doing it when if I call men instead of calling niggas, like, I'm gonna call women. But if I'm calling niggas, I'll call bitches.
Look,
if that makes sense.
I call niggas, and I call women.
See, you just did it the other way around. Damn.
But look, I never use that word. Only time I use the B word to be derogatory is when I'm upset or they deserve it. I don't use it to be disrespectful. I use it just like y'all use it. When y'all calling them how y'all call them.
I'm not offended by the word. Like, personally, I'm not offended by the word. I remember one of my friends called me a bitch because we was in conversation, and it actually was the funniest shit I've heard in my life because it caught me so off guard. But he wasn't like being malicious or nothing. We were just rapping, and I was like, bitch, and he was like, bitch. I was like, nigga, what?
See?
But, I mean, it was funny, so we laughed the whole thing. We went on about our day.
And that's, see, that... I think people have to hear the malicious intent of the word being said to you. Now, I ain't gonna hold you. It's only one word that you can say to me that I'm not gonna let slide with you, and that's just it. But
what is it? You can't say that,
man. Tell me. Huh? Oh no, it's just based on your skin color. Like I don't care if like what skin color you say nigga to me, it's not sliding. That's just point blank.
Oh yeah. Period.
So, but like you can hear with somebody like cussing you out and it's being malicious or not, but mm-hmm. I think some people just get offended.
I cuss a lot, so sometimes when I meet new people, I'm just like, ooh, my bad, I cuss a lot, and it's cool, you bitch. I don't really mean like bitch, you know, because people from different places, they're so different, so I don't know.
So. Now, once your man would have got home after since you said he called you a fat bitch, how would you have handled that situation?
I mean, we would have talked. I would have been pissed. I would have been very upset. But we would have talked. And I would have been probably upset for a little while. I'm real big on, if I sleep on it, I'm normally okay the next day. But, like, she had every right to be upset. She didn't have every right to leave us. She didn't have to do all that. That was extra.
I mean, I still think...
I still would have talked to my husband.
I still think... she should have just agreed to go into the gym, man. Like, I mean,
eventually, yeah, she should have been like, I'm a go, bitch, but you in a doghouse.
But now I feel like she about to be stubborn and just sit there and gain weight.
You know what? I used to be like this. Like, the more people would talk to me about going to the gym and losing weight, I'd be like, bitch, I'm gonna eat some more.
Oh!
I don't know what the problem is, but I used to be like this.
Okay, so now that I have you here, and you're a woman, let me ask you a question. What?
Now that I have you here, and you're a woman, so...
Okay.
Like it wasn't established forever ago.
Do you get a... Okay. I want to make sure I ask this correctly. Post-pandemic. Mm-hmm. No. Post-pandemic would be before. Right?
Post-after.
Okay. Prior to the pandemic. Okay, so that means before the mask, blah, 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 all that. Did men used to see you out in the street, you know, walking around or whatever, and did you have, like, a resting bitch face or whatever, or were you just walking around smiling, happy-go-lucky?
It depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing, for real.
Okay, so...
Like, when I gotta ride the train and shit, I normally have on a resting bitch face.
Okay.
I try to get these. Sometimes I'm not a walking around smiling person because I think that's kind of creepy. Like, who just walks around smiling? That's weird. But I don't think I think I have a pleasant face. People are always talking to me randomly, so I must have a pleasant face.
Okay, now I'm asking this question because it's leading up to another question.
You about to ask me about the smile stuff?
Yeah. So if I'm do you get offended? Do you or would you get offended if a man tells you to smile?
I don't get offended.
Do you smile?
Most of the time, no. Because who are you? And you don't know what my day is going like. My mother could have just fucking died. Are you telling me to smile, bitch? Shut up. Like, you don't know what's going on with me. Why are you telling me to smile? Like, what? I just think it's so wild to say that to somebody. Like, what? I don't know. I just feel like that's a lot.
So, okay. So you feel like it's a lot for a man to ask you to smile, but so...
Are you going around a nigga saying smile, nigga? Like, are you saying that to niggas too? Like, why? All bitches gotta be smiling all the time.
I don't know. I mean, I don't... Look.
What's that about?
I mean, I see... I never did that. I mean, I was the type of person, I may smile at a bitch back in the day, and she'll smile back. That's different. I was never the type of nigga.
Yeah, now that's fine. I'll do that. Sometimes I won't. If it's, like, creepy, I'll be like, ugh. But most of the time, you know, I'll smile back. Especially a black man.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll smile first.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like black people though, so I'm normally gonna smile at black people when I see them.
I was asking that because when I was listening to it, it was intriguing to hear a black woman say that, like, that she gets offended to hear other black men ask her to smile, like it bothers her.
I can see it bothering somebody. I don't know if offended would be the right word, but I mean, I guess I can't dictate how other people are offended. But like, I can see why it bothers some women because it's like, leave me alone.
Now the way you explained it about, you know, you don't know how my day is going, like my mother could just die, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I get that. That's totally extent. See, if the approach is different, like, oh, how's your day going? And then some women may not tell you how their day's going, or you may lead off like, I'm not feeling too good, it's my past, blah, blah, blah. And that's different. I get that.
Yeah.
But now that you said what you said, randomly telling you to smile, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a little while. I mean, It does also highly depend on my mood. Like, I'm just, I don't know. It depends on the day for me. Like, I hate to sound cliche, but I just go with the vibe. Like, one time I remember, because now that you talking about it, I remember I was walking to go pick up my lunch while I was at work. It was a really nice day, and I'm walking fast as fuck because I'm trying to get back and sit down and eat. And this black man yelled at me out of his car. He was just like, smile, or whatever. You too pretty to not be smiling. So I smiled at him and just kept walking. But, you know, he was just nice. It was a nice day. And I was like, all right, whatever.
So he basically went out his way to say that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I normally try, like, I don't try to shut men down. For the most part, like, I don't just be, like, out and about, and somebody be like, how you doing? And I just don't say nothing back. I'm like, how you doing? Like, and I just keep walking. Like, I normally won't look at you, and I just keep walking. I just, how you doing? If I don't feel like talking. But, like, for the most part, I still
keep... Oh, now... I don't want to make you sound shallow or anything. Does it also depend on what the guy's looking like that also said the statement?
Of course.
Y'all females ain't shit.
What? Y'all don't react differently to bitches who don't look the other way?
Look. So.
I feel like everybody reacts differently to people they find attractive.
You know, I've never, like. Females always just tell me, oh, you got pretty hair, et cetera, right? I've never carried a female based on how she looked when saying that. And some of the ugliest females used to say that shit to me all the time.
I mean, you don't have to carry nobody. I'm not saying that. But, like, of course my reaction is going to be a little bit biased if the person is better looking.
That's fucked up.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
And what about it?
That's fucked up, yo. So, hold up.
But everybody might not think like me either. I'm not saying every. This is no, not everybody.
I believe it.
This is me though.
I believe it. No.
But it's. I'm not gonna lie. It's mostly on the vibe because it's been ugly men sit and talk to me too, and I've been welcoming. Like I've talked that day because I was in a good mood, and he was just being nice. Like I'm really, really, really good at filling out. Like. All right, this nigga really just is trying to fuck me. Or this man is really just being nice and talking. Like, I normally am good at sorting that out. So, I don't really have the problem too much. So, it's just like, if he ugly and he talking to me and he just being nice, that's fine. But if he ugly and he being creepy, of course I'm going to be like, ugh.
So.
I think. That makes sense.
No, it makes sense. So, basically, if he good looking, you going to give him all the Kool-Aid smile there.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Not if he was dumb.
Huh?
Not if he was dumb. Like, if he was stupid with what he said, or I could tell he's goofy, or he looked the fuck a mess, he just cute in the face. Nah.
Hold, I just,
don't get no points from me neither.
I just know what you said. So, you was like, basically, if he just wants to fuck you, but I thought, I always hear females say, I want all niggas to be truthful.
Oh yeah, I do want all niggas to be truthful, but I also have the right to choose that I don't want to fuck you, so why am I give you any time of day if I realize that's all you want? Why waste either one of our times?
Now,
I mean, am I not right? Like,
you're technically, your answer is politically correct. Now, right there, that politically correct answer is why.
That's not politically correct. That's how I feel.
No, that's what I said. It's is the actual correct answer.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, I'm just being.
Now.
People.
What the fuck? Oh, but.
Uh-oh, what happened?
No, nothing happened. But. Now. That's probably why the guys feel like they have, like a lot of guys are like, you know what? It's a possibility, you know what? It's a 50-50 chance. What do I do? Do I tell her what I want? Or do I sway around?
And no, always tell her what you want because some bitches are going to go for it. But you also have to have some tact. Like, I've approached bitches to just fuck. But you can't just be like, yeah, I want fuck.
You can do that with a vagina.
I mean, you can do it in the land. I mean, like they just want to, yeah. And I respect what they told me. I'm here for.